Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, with the recent acceleration of tech adoption across all industries, the pressure's on for telcos to digitally transform themselves in order to operate and deliver greater value in this digital age. Given the technological landscape is rapidly evolving, it's critical that new innovative services emerge from digitalized telecommunications companies that are designed to add value to their partners and consumers in an increasingly competitive market. For more insights, we speak to Manjot Singh Mann, CEO of M1, which espouses to be Singapore's first truly digital network provider. Manjot, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Howie.
So let's start with how digitalized telcos are adding more value to their customers.
So Howie, M1's legacy has always been keeping customers at the forefront of whatever we did. Continuing that legacy and our value system, what we decided was that the customers are obviously going to be changing and continuously changing their consumer behavior in the way they buy and use services. Add to that the pandemic, the transformation in terms of their buying behavior and their interactions with services has quite accelerated in terms of their digital behavior and needs. So keeping that in mind, we decided that we have to go through a transformation exercise within the organization so that we can continue to remain relevant, contextual to customers and their needs going forward. What digital really means in our space, in our sense, is being able to give customers personalized services so that they are able to use our products the way they see their usage and behavior rather than trying to create a one-size-fits-all model. We have introduced bespoke plans for our customers, make the customers understand how they want to use our services and be able to adapt to the usage. So that's really what is sitting at the center of our transformation from a consumer standpoint. The whole idea is not just limited to the consumer business, but even on the enterprise business, you know, with 5G coming in, we see a whole lot of products and services, which will then make it possible for customers to go digital and our SMEs and large enterprises to go digital quicker and faster. So that's really sitting at the center of our digital transformation.
That's an uphill task, though. Let's say 5 million plus Singaporeans, right? You're going to bespoke 5 million plans. I imagine data has a lot to do with it, getting data-driven insights, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you've hit the nail on the head. The number of permutations and combinations that sit at the back end of how customers can interact with our new website and our new app, if you were to count all the permutations and combinations at the back end, they are actually more than 6 million. So, you know, at a swipe of a finger, customers can actually create a plan that matches their usage. So we've actually done that whole transformation because we have moved all our back-end IT systems, which were almost at one time 90% not in cloud, to now 90% being in cloud. So it is pretty much a cloud-native back-end that we have that adapts to these changes that customers all the time desire to have in their plans and customize it to them to their needs. So that's really the structure that we have created.
How are you doing this, though, to effectively gather, analyze those customer insights to get some real insight into what a customer wants? Because it's all about customization, like you said.
That's correct. Actually, you know, artificial intelligence and machine learning has a lot to do with it. Clearly, the more customers interact with our platform, we learn more and more about customers so that we are able to predict their behavior and be able to recommend services that we think that they will desire. So in many ways, it's almost like a real-time contextual engine which has cognitive intelligence platform with it that is able to suggest and recommend services to customers as they use our services more and more. So also the fact that because the app is designed to be a highly self-served app, customers will realize that they don't necessarily need to call up our call center, though we will have a call center for cases where people do want to interact with us. But more and more, we realize that people want to self-serve and be able to understand and be able to correct or ask questions And then be able to answer it themselves based on the experience that we have on the app. So a lot of this information is fed onto our data lake. Like I said, the data lake is something that we have devised new in our digital platform. Earlier, we used to have close to 200 databases sitting in our backend, but we have combined that all to form one data lake. And on top of that data lake is a cognitive intelligence platform. And on top of that is a recommendation. So more data that goes into the data lake, we are able to crunch and slice and dice that data even more for a better service to our consumers.
How challenging has it been, Manjot, though, to do this to M1, to become this truly digital network provider?
A lot of telcos around the world are trying to do this, I must admit. A lot of them have been partially successful. Some have not been successful. But the challenge has always been, it is a choice between doing digital or being digital. I think that's the big difference between success and failure. Doing digital is a patchwork. It's something that you do at the front end just to appear as being digital. Being digital is something that you transform from within the organization. So while keeping customer centricity at the top of the agenda and making sure that whatever you do, you have the sight of the customer within your universal set. But at the back end, you start transforming the organization from within. So it's inside out transformation that you do in the organization, whether it is in terms of competencies, skills, structure, strategy, all that has to start moving at the same pace for you to be able to create this structure, which then enhances customer experience and be able to give these hyper-personalized bespoke plans to customers in Singapore. You know, in Singapore, for many, many years now, customers are just used to buying whatever telcos offer them. There are those sets of plans that people have to go buy, and you go into a store or a website and you have a menu card and you just choose from that menu card. Here, we are actually giving them the raw material to create their own ingredients as per what they want. So they can actually decide on the number of SMSs they want, the number of minutes that they want, the number of amount of data that they require, the handsets that they want, et cetera, et cetera. So there are so many variables and the other value-added services that go with it. There are so many permutations and combinations possible that the customer can actually go in and with a swipe of a finger decide how they're going to use this. So we've actually created this so-called power to the consumer where they can create their own plans depending on their needs. And this is just a start, to be honest. There is much more to come, where we will start integrating multiple other services along with just telecom services for people to be able to appreciate that this is where hyper-personalization can actually lead to in terms of their usage.
Thank you so much for your insights today.
Thank you very much, Howie. Nice talking to you.
Manjot Singh Mann, CEO of M1. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.